In the beginning of the mitzvah about Netilas Dalad Minim, because Pasuk V'tani Lo Yishna Biyantiv Rishon, Lo Yishna Biyantiv Sheni. So Mar says the Mishnah was very sasim, the Mishnah was very vague, the Mishnah doesn't clarify, doesn't distinguish between Yantiv Rishon and Yantiv Sheni. Bishlam yavish hader bein of aleka elagazel bishlam yantiv rishon dechsiv lachem shalchem elab yantiv sheni amai loy. So that the Gemara says machleika is mitzvah b'avir, not mitzvah b'avir. And that machleika is mitzvah b'avir, not mitzvah b'avir. What does Taisus say? Everybody say we learned this Taisus, small Taisus at the bottom of the daf on daf lamed amud aleph. Taisus says that the machleika is Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel is what? Anyone remember? Chalikas Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonim about mitzvah of Avera, that Shmuel doesn't hold that it's mitzvah of Avera, that's dafka, what Ezra? By the Rabbanans. But Avade, Shmuel would be Maide, if mitzvah of Avera was on the level of Dereis, that's Muskam, L'chuliyam. This Machlekes is only on the level of the Rabbanan. I in the shir that we gave to answer the Marshos Kasha, Stir and Taisus, which by the way, last night I found that the teretz that we gave is a Tzlach. The Tzlach is Mechalik, that the answer to the steer in the Taisusim, Daf Tes, and Daf Lamed, was one Taisus going within Shmuel, and one Taisus was going within Rabbi Yechon. We'll get back to that Taisus that I just said to you. So we mentioned yesterday that there was a Kasha, if the Gemara seems to contradict the premise of our Gemara, on Daf Lamed Vav and Mabit. Why does the Gemara seem to contradict on the Halam and Bavim Mibiz? Sam? What's the problem with Lam and Bavim Mibiz? What does the Gemara say on Lam and Bavim Mibiz? Yeah, David. What was the case? Good. By the way, how was Rabbi Apfel asked me this morning, great Kasha. How was he able to eat the apple? The apple. How is he able to eat the Esrog? Isn't it Muktzah? Isn't it Muktzah? Thank you, Ben. No, you got yourself. You caught yourself good, in a good way. Why isn't it Muktzah? So Taisus has this Kasha. This is Taisus Kasha. This is Taisus Kasha. And Mem. Memvavim is dear Maskel Esser. Taisus says since he left enough to be Yotzei, so there wasn't the Yisr Mukta. Taisus works on his kasha. Taisus bothered. Abra Lamaisa. The story over there is that top Taisus dear Maskel Esser. Rishonim deal with all the kashas. Rabbi say it's all found in the Rishonim. Like Chazanish says, any kasha you have, you just gotta find it. I didn't hear what you said.
Doesn't he start off by saying the Rishonim didn't answer this
song and
that they could go at it?
What are you talking about?
He says the Rishonim
didn't
say anything about this.
About what? No, we're not up to there yet. Well,
I'm just saying.
You just were stomp saying that.
Because you said that the Rishonim answered everything.
I didn't understand. Well, I didn't know what like you were tying into. Yeah, the Rabbans, we're going to get there. I meant in general, the Rishonim deal with these fundamental questions. One second. So Rabbi Yisai, you're 100% right. That is a tremendous introduction that the Ramban brings. I thought you meant that the Ramban answers this kasha of why he ate the Esrog. I wasn't familiar with such a Ramban. So the contradiction is as follows, Sam. It seems to be from that Gemara that on Yontif Sheni, what? There is no issue of Hadar. Because he had Esrogs with holes in it. Right? So how many answers did we cite yesterday, Rabbi Yisai?
Four,
exactly. Excellent, Shiner. So first off, yeah. Oh, we're going to get there. We're not there yet. Excellent. Probably.
Then you won't be able to buy it.
Well, not buying it is a totally different story. Slow down. We're getting it. Mir Sushem. We got to get some background. So how do you deal with this contradiction, Rabbi Say? This is what the talk of the town. Instead of updating iPhones, this is they were trying to update how to shtim chavtesim and beis to lam above and beis. This is steering gemaras, which is going to influence our entire yontif. So let's start with the Ravid. What did the Ravid say, Rabbi Say? Ravid said two fascinating things. Enachanami, it's a steering gemaras. Shiner, awesome. Steering gemaras, easy answer, right, Shiner?
Yeah.
Achleik is a sugyas. That's Morty, simple answer, no? Chalik is a sugyas. Second teretz, yeah, Shiner.
That Yavish is like the only like real case of other word very kalmar.
Why?
Because it's like completely dead and then you buy like...
What did he base it off of?
Yerushalmi says... Well,
this guy's on fire. You know, we were doing Beer Chametz by John Brown, by Riverdale. And my son came with us to sell the chametz. And afterwards, there's a fire in front of Rabbi Willig Shul. That's where we burn the chametz. So my son was like shooting the challah into the thing. So someone, Rabbi Solovsky's son-in-law, said to him, "I think this is where the line 'he's on fire' is coming from." It was a nice chah. So that was great. So what's the second teretz? That Yavish is different. Yavish is kemes, which is going to have nafkaminas lalach, because the Yavish is kemes. It's not that it's just missing hadar. Hadar, says the Ravid, maybe, perhaps, doesn't, that isn't a problem. But Yavish is kemes, you're not yoytze the mitzvah if you don't take anything. If it's kamanda lesa, if it's non-existent, then it's going to be a problem. So Rabbi say that Ravid is fascinating, because the Ravid is now taking a certain min. A Ravid is taking a certain min, and he's now saying it's not just a problem, it's now non-existent. So you could find, according to the Ravid, it could be that Yavish will have certain chumras, that it's kemisha meis, it's kemisha eino, above and beyond other psulim. That's the way the Ravid dealt with this with this problem. Yeah.
Can a Ravid to that second answer would be that the Mishnah on Lama Gimel Mabez, talking about Arabas, says that kemusha is kosher, but then Yavish is puzzle. Seeing like if it's starting to dry off, it's still kosher, but it's completely dried.
Not really, because anyone could explain that by just saying it's just more dried out, so that's why it's puzzle.
Yeah.
The Ravid is saying something fascinating over here, that Yavish is not just a psul, Yavish is, it's gone. It's just, it's as if you did nothing.
Does the Ravid apply to all the minim? The Yavish is meaning saying if it's like the etrog is dried out, or a dozen marabos are dried out, is it also now puzzle?
I think so. It's just you might have different shiurim of what's dried out and how much. But yeah, but in general, the concept of Yavish, I think, would be the same.
Okay.
It's good aura.
Does him taking a bite of the etrog imply that it's different? Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni.
It's not implied. The Gemara says it.
The Gemara
asks, how could he do that and still be Yotze? The Gemara says, Kan Yantav Rishon, Kan Yantav Sheni.
So
the Gemara is saying Yantav Sheni is not a problem. So that's our fundamental contradiction. Okay? Yeah, Ezra.
The Ravid like fit into the Reb Chaim, kind of, but it would like, you know, the Ravid hold that you can use that lulav to.
Who's Reb Chaim?
With it being Mukav something, with like the Rosara, I mean, like, you can still use it. I mean, when the Ravid is Chagin Kames, does that mean that, you know, like, it's Chagin Kames, but it still has, you can still use it as a shield?
No, it's garnish. It's garnish. It's like Kedut Mechtashi. It's like, I understand what you're saying. You're saying just like Reb Chaim says by Kedut Mechtashi, but the Metzius is there. I don't think so, because this is Pasul Metzius. I understand what you're saying, but I don't. I think there's a chilah. And here, even in Metzius, the Metzius is dried. The Metzius is dead. Reb Chaim is able to say that by Kedut Mechtashi because it's a shir. So there's a chilah between the Metzius and the shir, but it's an interesting machshava. Shine Viter, yeah. I didn't even say anything.
Are we taking into consideration Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai now, or are we going to take into consideration?
We're talking about him right now. Yeah. Good. Comes along Tosis, doesn't even ask the Kasha, but licked in the words of Tosis, included in the words of Tosis, just the way he's quoting both these Gemaras, he says a chilek off the bat. What's Tosis' chilek off the bat, Rabbi Isai? Is that we had a problem with our premise in our question. What was the problem? What did we assume in our question? What were we assuming in our question? Rabbi Isai, if you speak to your chavrusa, don't make assumptions. What is your assumption that's faulty? Yeah.
That we only use the first part of the first part of the parak, lachamin, use the whole parak.
No.
Other is all 7 days.
Right, so what's faulty? No. So what's faulty? What's faulty in the question? No, that wasn't what was faulty in the question. That's already an answer. What's Taisus saying that you assumed that was wrong? You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
That hadar, that if something is chasar, it means it's not hadar.
Oh, thank you. Taisus says, maybe you don't have a question to begin with. Maybe the Gemara in Lamed Vavam and Beis doesn't contradict this Gemara. The Gemara says, Yavish is possible for all of Yantif because it's hadar, and hadar you need all 7 days. Reb Chanina had a missing esrog. Yeah, that's a psul chaser. What? So that's not hadar. So what is that a function of? What's that a function of, Rabbi Yisai? What psul? Lekicha tama. Where does lekicha tama come from? A complete lekicha. Ulekach tam. Ulekach tam. Chazal darshan shetehe lekicha tam. Good. So that is so far three answers. Then we quoted what? The Ran, and what did the Ran say? A fascinating Yisoid, the Ran told us that is not only Nogeya for Talin Minim and Hidr, but it's Nogeya for many different areas of Halacha.
Didn't explain what exactly Hidr was, so it gave the
excellent. Mosra Akosav Lechachov. Chazal, the Torah didn't say A, B, C, and D is not hiddur. Torah says, beautify the mitzvah. Have pretty lulavim and esrogim. Ah, what is pretty? Who decides who pretty is? So you know what? Some people will say, I decide who pretty is. So Zeran says, no. Chazal decided who pretty is. Who gave Chazal that authority? The Torah. One second. But this is not a rabbinic din. This is a deoraisa din. How could the rabbis tell me what the Deoraisa dinim are? Comes along the Ran and says a massive chiddush, the first daf in Maseches Sukkah, and says, you better believe that, that's true. Chazal and the rabbis were given authority to define dinim min haTorah. And vague dinim that were not detailed and listed, beferish, and delineated what they are Masur HaKasav L'Chacham. Where else do you have this? Everybody say, you just had it. Also, a mace mitzvah in halacha. Not only medication on Shabbos. What else is a mace mitzvah in halacha that we just talked about? Melech is chalamoid. What's a malacha? What's not a malacha? So the Torah just said, chalamoid, don't do malacha. Right? According to many Rishayinim, that's also machalikas Rishayinim, according to many Rishayinim, and the Bir Halacha is chayshish for this, the Shpur is chayshish for this, is that a lot of malacha is going to be deoraisa. But who tells us what malacha is deoraisa, what malacha is not deoraisa? The rabbis. Masra akasav l'chacham. Masra akasav l'chacham. The authority to actually tell us what is included in what the Rabbani Shlomo meant at Har Sinai is the deoraisa. So therefore comes along the Ran and he says, so certain psulim were applied in a heavy way. Like, let's see the Lashon of the Ran again. Where's the Lashon of the Ran? Just so we get that down. Lamed Zayin as well, thank you. Mashmali da'inu ta'ima she'ilu amra Torah beferish the neck of a chaser kol shu pasol af b'sheni shel devrei. Says the Ran, if the Torah would have said that these are psulim like chaser, that the Torah would have said chaser is invalid on Yontif, then throughout Sukkot you would have to pasol it, because even on Yontif when it's derabbanan, they have to pattern it after what the Torah said beferish. Hold on to talking. Rabbanan came to rise to them. Because of low period, bahadur klum. El sasam v'amr shtei mitzvah zumu deres. Masal chacham v'adish kolsha mitzvah chamur yoser yesh la'achmer bahadur. So therefore, that's why you have a distinction. Ulefichach kaimu chachamim bechlal b'shel devreim k'shel Torah. Avu befratav eino b'din. So there can be certain details that you can distinguish between the derabbanan and deraisa, which allows you to be mekel when it comes to when it comes to chaser, as opposed to yavish, that it should be more severe. Fine. Fundamentally, though, each one of these terutzim that we just mentioned are running with the following assumption. That Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni, that the Gemara is referring to, is the distinction between the Oraisa and the Rabbanan. And that's what Tosfos writes Beferish. Tosfos, after he has his premise, asks the following question. Why is it that we distinguish between certain psulim like Hadar and not Chaser? And then Tosfos says what? And don't tell me what? Everybody said, what does Tosfos say? Don't tell me. And don't tell me that it's based off of what? Help me out. The placement of the Pasuk. Because Tosfos challenges that. What would be that suggestion? Don't tell me that it's based off of the Pasuk. That since the Pasuk says, Lekachtem lachem b'yoyim harishon, anything that's based on lakachtem, that should be what? That should be only on the first day and not for the 7 days. But hadar, which is said afterwards, that is all seven. That was Tosfos' suggestion. Says Tosfos, it can't be, because I have dinim that are noveya that are extrapolated from what, Gabe? From lakachtem, from lakicha that apply all 7 days. Namely what? That you need to take all four minim, they're ma'ak of each other, and that what? That one person can't be motzi someone else. That you can't have the shliach tzibor, or you can't have beis din that's going to be motzi everyone else for 7 days. Okay? By the way, you should know the Mishnah Berurah quoted a Rav, that Paskin, the Mishnah Berurah said it was wrong, that on the rest of the 7 days, you could have the Shliach Tzibur being motzi everyone in lulav for the rest of 7 days. Exactly what the Tosfos says is ridiculous to say. And the Mishnah Berurah says is wrong. So it's just an interesting Mara Mako. Fine. So what is it based off of? If that suggestion is not going to be good, Rabbi Yisai, what is it based off of? So says Tosfos, it's based off the following idea. What did we just say? The first day is what? Is Doraisa. The second day is Derabbanan. So it says Tosfos. By the din d'oraisa, everything's going to apply. Right? By the dinim d'Rabbanan, Chazal, in making the takona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? The vort of the Chedusha Arim, Rabbi say. Don't forget that vort. One of my favorite vorts in the whole Masechet Sukkah. Chedusha Arim, probably under the Shemesh Shmuel and the Rabbi Yosef Engel on Sukkahs, Kishlamim, and Chagiga. Gevaldige vort, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is linked to the din of Chodesh, Yom Hanif Kula Aser. But Lamaisa, it's a Takana Derabbanan. It's a Takana Derabbanan. So Chesed Tosfos, so by the Takana Derabbanan, they took what? They took the Ikar Lakicha. Ikar Lakicha meaning what? You gotta have all Dalid meaning. Ikar Lakicha meaning what? Every guy is on his own. You can't be Motzi someone else. Okay? But Ikar Lakicha also meaning Hadar. It's gotta look like the lulav that you're talking about. It's gotta be a lulav. You can't take a banana on Yontif. It's gotta be a lulav. But what? If it's gazel, if it's shaul, if it's chaser, then Tosfos says, azah, they were not on such details, that's not the Ikar Lakicha, that they weren't machmir by the Takana Derabbanan. Everyone with me?
No. So that works on the last six. Exactly.
Okay. Gozel would get into the machloikis, mitzvah b'avera or not. But fundamentally, it wouldn't be a problem. Were you to pass like Shmuel, that mitzvah b'avera is okay, then it would be okay. Yeah.
Is Tosfos saying that on first day, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have all these ikar mitzvahs, and then the other six?
Yeah.
And the other 6 days is not d'oraisa?
Everyone holds that all the other 6 days is Derabbanan. It's a Mishnah of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mem Aleph.
Yeah.
Right? Good. That's the taste. Good? Everyone got the chiluk? That's the taste of distinction. Good? I want to make sure you have that down.
Say it again. I'll write that down.
Tosfos says that the reason for the distinction is not based on the pasuk, because that's not going to jive, it's not going to work. I proved that wrong. Although Tosfos suggested that as a fleeting havam, you know, but that's not going to carry out because I have kashas on it. So therefore, Tosfos says it's just one's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanan, one was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and one's Menat Torah on the first day. And therefore, on the first day, everything applies. On the second day, we took the Ikar Lakichas, which is what? You got to take all four. Each person has to take himself, and you can't be both to someone else. And it's got to look like the Lulav, it's got to be Hadar, and everything else doesn't apply. Because it's only Zecher LeMikdash Kelim. Zecher. You guys didn't even chop what I just said. I said Zecher LeMikdash Kelim. It's only Zecher LeMikdash. Okay? For all those of you who don't know, that's part of the recitation of the Passover Seder. So, we say before, we say Korach. After Korach, not before. Who makes that Ahara? The Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Ayin Beis on the Halachas of the Seder that people make a mistake, that they say Zecher LeMikdash. In the Agada, it says to say it before. But the Bir Halacha says not to. Remember that for a year from now, everybody said. Why? What's the problem? Why does the Bir Halacha say to say afterwards? What? What do you mean? Yeah, you're right. But a little bit different. What's the reason, Rabbi Yisai? Why are you eating Korach? What? To remember what? What? To remember what? To remember having a sandwich at a ball game? What? To remember what? To remember the way Hillel what? Ate what? At his Korban Pesach or ate what? Or ate what? Matzah and Mar. So meaning, he ate them together. So we want to also be Mekayim Hillel Shita, right? So that means what? You probably should have your bracha that's going on that matzah and mara as well. So says the Mishnah Berurah, don't make a hefsik between your bracha and your matzah and mara. So you're not supposed to speak from a, you come to my Seder, don't go.
Thank you.
No, Makvid, it's you can come. All right. Oh boy, it's good he's not here. But Ravoisai, if you come to my Seder, so there's no talking, at least by me, but we don't talk from, I tell the kids before we wash, from the time we wash, until after Kairich, and then you... And then you say the Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel, and then you can talk before the egg. But that's all, the bracha is all on all of those mitzvahs, so we're doing Mekayim both. What?
They don't talk.
Try, oh, the kids?
Yeah.
Well, whatever they do, I try to tell them. They talk. So again, the reason is because technically you are Yaitse. They did like the Rabban and Shita, but, you know, I don't know why they didn't follow the Bir Halacha. I don't know. Fine, Viter. Off topic. Rabbi say off topic. What?
You can talk about like bad things like uh-huh. Yeah.
Just like after washing, that's not a hefsek, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gavilatura. Gavilatura, right? Gavilatura. Yeah, get the salt for the bread. Gavilatura. Yeah.
So the placement of how they're coming after the chem allows us to.
No, Tosfos rejects that. Tosfos says the placement does not help you because I have kashas on it. So therefore, the chiluk is deraisa versus derabbanan. What comes Shiner and introduces the introduction of the Ramban, and he says a meira d'gazach that Shiner was fascinated by his introduction, which he doesn't always do. And you know when the Ramban is giving some advertisements for his pshat that this is going to be a geshmak of pshat.
I'm going to reveal to you Zokte Hilge Ramban in his Mochamis Hashem a Dover Nochon Moid. Beferish Hashmua in this Pshat Sharishoinim Loyomru Tam. Zokte Ramban, look at the placement of Meseches Sukkah. When we learned the Takona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we learned it from where? Daf what? Mem Aleph. That's a ways away. Right? It's distant. It's not in the sugya in the vicinity of Lamed, of Chav Tes Amid Beis.
Zok the Eiler Ramban, there's a reason for that. Because they're talking about entirely different dinim. And when our Gemara says the following, Loi shna biyontiv rishon, kaposik vitani, Loi shna biyontiv rishon, Loi shna biyontiv sheni, Zok the Eiler Ramban, adover nochin ma'oid, that it's all talking about what? The Oraisis! There's a Rishon and a Sheni that's the Oraisa. Yontif Sheni in our Gemara is not referring to what? To that Takono of Zech, of Takonos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Zech LeMikdash on Mem Aleph. Our Yontif Sheni is another way to say Shar Yomim, that's the Oraisa. The rest of Yontif, that is the Oraisa. In Cain Zokta Ramban, it shouldn't be a shock to you that our Gemara in Sukkah and Choftes of Beis tells us that the psul of Yovesh applies both on the first day and on the rest of the days, on the Yontif Shenis. Not Yontif Sheni like you know Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni Menat Torah. What Yontif Sheni Menat Torah? Where's the Yontif Sheni Menat Torah? Yontif Sheni Yichol Golias is a Takana de Rabban and a Gemara Beitza Rabbi Yisai. What's the Ramban talking about? Pesach Sheni? What's the Ramban talking about? Help me out here, Rabbi Yisai. What Yontif Sheni is the Oraisa?
Seventh day.
Seventh day? What are you talking about? What? My Rabbi Yisai, what in the world is going on? I'm so thrown off. How is the Ramban reading our Gemara? Can anyone please help me? Whoa, what is this? What does Beis Mikdash have to do with anything? What was?
Lulav.
Lulav?
Oh, Arba Mitzvah Shake for 7 days.
How do you know that?
So
you infer not? How did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai know it?
Well, I trust him.
Okay. I like that. I like that answer. When you don't know the answer, I trust. Amunas Chacham. It's a good answer. By the way, you guys can use that on the fair, yeah? How do you know that this din is true? Amunas Chacham, man. Yeah, new? Oh, where's that pasuk?
What?
Tell me the pasuk, Shiner. Oh, our very pasuk. Our very pasuk. Shiner just told us our very pasuk. L'chachtem l'chem by Yom Rishon has a continuation to it. Gabe, you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I do. Go. Slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slow, just slow. This is a prabha for a gig, yeah? You know the entire Torah with the trub, Palpeh?
No.
So how do you know that?
Because I
only remember here. Gotcha. Anything you learned, do you know about that?
Not anything, but if it comes up 4 times a year.
Good answer. Your answer was also good. Excellent. So Mary Rabbi said the Ramban introduces us a new pshat. There's a Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni. I feel bad. Max is missing all this. So Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni. Are you here? Really? Like here? Or are you updating yourself? Rabbi Yisai, don't update yourself. I fell into that trap. Rabbi Yisai, Zok the Ramban, there is a mitzvah that you didn't realize that is way before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's in the Deoraisa, Smachtem Lechem by Shivas Yomim, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, that requires you to take Lulav for 7 days. Oh. And that's what our Gemara and Lulav HaGozel is referring to. Kapasik v'tani loishna b'yantav rishon, loishna b'yantav sheni. Don't get fooled that yantav sheni means rabbinic. Who's the Ramban challenging Rabbi Yisai without calling him out beferish like I call you guys out? Who's the Ramban challenging? Tosfos.
The Ramban saying Tosis Pshat is wrong. And Zok the Ramban, like Kaposik Vatani, Loishna Yad Rishon Loishna Yad Sheni, the Psulim of Dalad Minim apply both. Hadar applies both for Yad Rishon and for the Shivas Yamim of Sukkis. So now, Rabbi Yisai, when all the Rishonim, like the Ravid, the Ran, and Tosfos ask the Kasha, how do you deal with the Gemara and Lamed Vavam and Beis that says Rabbi Chanina took a piece off his Esrog and it was kosher? What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai?
That was after the kind of real
Tosfos. Did everyone hear what he said? Dr. Ramban, there's a simple teretz. You don't need to say anything about dead Yavishes. You don't need to make chiluk in between chaser and hadar. Says the Ramban, it's very simple. That is later on in the Masechta. That's closer to what? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Lulav HaGozel, says the Ramban, is split up in terms conceptually as well. We start off with all the biblical mitzvahs, says the Ramban. It's like an unbelievable format over here. It's like written like a journal. Start off with the Doraisas, the mitzvah in the Mikdosh, the mitzvah everywhere midoraisa on the first day, and then we start getting into details of Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara that said what? That he took a piece off his esrog according to the Ramban, there's no stira to the Gemara and Chavtes HaMebeis, because that's talking about what? Derabanan. So the Ramban, there's no problem. According to the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai, could be that Chaser is actually a problem of Hadar. And not like Tosfos said, that it's a new problem of Lekicha Tama. No, maybe it very well might be actually a Chisaron of Hadar. And what? And yet, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because that's the rabbinic takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And for the rabbinic takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we weren't concerned. Good? Good, Rabbi Yisai? Now, you'll tell me that it's an interesting pshat. It's geschmack. It's a good lumdishe pshat. But Rabbi, it's not really in so nogeya to us. Because unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, we are never able to be Mekayim this din. So I am going to challenge you on that for the rest of the sugya in many different ways, that this Machloikis is Chai V'Kayim, is going to have Nafkaminas, Rabbi Yisai, in ways that you can't even imagine, and it's going to affect so many of your Yamim Tovim. And let me tell you in the first way possible. Clarification, Ezra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a question on the Ramban.
Yeah.
It's not a question about that part of the Pasuk, though.
Why? Why?
Isn't that part of the Pasuk saying you have to do
all
the regular
three
separate,
like
the whole period?
No, that's a separate mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim, the other regular. This is a mitzvah of Simcha with the Lulav.
Why would the Torah specifically point out the first day? Meaning, why would that?
Because there is a din on the first day.
But the
first day applies everywhere. No. How do I know that I have to take a lulav midoraisa in Brooklyn? Because it says lakachtam yom rishon. Then it says sachtam l'seyam shem shivas yom. That applies to the mikdash. Anyone have a Mishnah Berurah here?
Yeah.
I got one. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? Tof Reish Mem Ches. Tof Reish Mem Tes. Shabruz and Lamed Vav, right? So let's talk about what Schwartzman asked. About the Pittim. Everyone wants to know about the Pittim. So it gets us neurotic on Yontif. Pittim's going to fall off. Pittim's not going to be there. What's going to be? It's okay?
Pence.
Oh.
Why is that true? Derech Kedulas is another problem. That's a problem always. Got to have it the right way.
Isn't that the same thing, no?
No.
Like, what if it grows without
a pitum? That's a separate question. I'm talking about a situation where you had the pitum and it fell off. Oh. So why is a pitum falling off Pasul, Rabbi Yisrael? No. So comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch tells me, by the way, if you have an esrog that's chaser, it's kosher on Shaar Yomim. If you have an esrog that got a bite taken out of it, but all you would think intuitively before learning any of these sugyas, you would have thought that it's a problem. I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch.
Is falling off pitim also chaser?
The chaser kosher b'Shaar Yomim, says the Rama, right? Right? Chaser is kosher b'Shaar Yomim. Everyone okay with that? Give me a riot to that, Rabbi Yisai. How do you know that Chaser is kosher b'Shaar Yomim, Rabbi Yisai? Rav Chanina, that's what Taisa said, right? That was Pshat Taisa's Rav Chanina, that it was a function of Chaser, and Chaser is different because it's L'Kil Chatama, and that's Mutter on the rest of Yantiv, because that's a Durabonon, and that's what Taisa told us. Good. One second. Says Mr. Brewer, yeah, it's the Rabbanon. Says Mr. Brewer, who did he just quote, Rabbi Yisai? Verbatim. I'll read it to you. No. Hilchach Iker alakicha kagon arba minim shabalul of lakicha lachol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzbo. Tokun. Kam b'shar yom kein d'oraisa. Al v'chatsa lo tokun v'chein b'shol. Taisus. That's been fair to his in the talk. Good. What about nitol pit muscle? Good question, Schwarzman. How about the pitum fell off? So nitol pit muscle, yeah, no, there's a mission about a pitum being a problem. The question is when. I'm talking about a situation where the pitum falling off on the fourth day of Sukkot. Here, a kid walked over. Ah! Abba, I want to hold on. Ah! The pitum! What's the din? Listen to this, Mr. Brewer, what he said. Minito pitmoso. Ein mogen avrom. Shehevi. Diesh poiskim shesavrim. Dinito ha pitma humishum hoder. Uhumitzadit gamkin kavasayu. Valkane in lahokel benito pitma kosher. Umikomo komemiev shalim tzaracha yesh lesmoch ala mekilim. Dibalav hachi rebapaiskim savrim karamam. The afais and shepsulim shum hoder kosher b'shar yen. Umash midvar of the yuchel of arach gamkin. Yesh mefak fiam linyan broch. Achinam yitztarif, od sofik, beze, nitol put maso, vada yuchel of arach b'shar yen. Says Mr. Brura, Me'ikar Adin, if your pitum falls off on the other days of Sukkot, it's kosher, and Me'ikar Adin, again, I try to be mitzarif another suffix, but Me'ikar Adin, if you push me against the wall, you don't have something else, I would even let you make a bracha on it. Why? Why? It's not hadar.
Oh.
So he starts off, the Magen Avraham says that I think a pitum falling off is not a problem of chaser, but it's a problem not hoder. So if it's a problem not hoder, so you should say it's a bipasul, no?
Mm-hmm.
What
day is it?
Fourth day. Mr. Brewer says, make her, then it's fine. Why? But he say, help me out. I'm about to tell you something. You say to stick, Rabbi Yisai. Go back to the original Mishnah Berurah. I put two Mishnah Berurahs on the Maamar Kamos, right? Lamed Vav and the one before, Lamed He. What does it say in Lamed Hey? Ubedvarim shetam, right? Lamed Hey is commenting on the Ramah that said Chaser is kosher kol yomim, right? What about Hadar kol yomim? What about the psul of Hadar on the fourth day of Sukkot? Does it apply or does it not apply? Taisus says it does. Who says it doesn't? The Rambam says it doesn't. Who else sounds like it doesn't, Rabbi Yisai? And is like the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? Who else? Who? What? Mechamas Hashem.
Isn't that the Rambam?
Why?
The Ramban. I said that. I just put that as a
song. Yeah, you gotta be careful about that. No, I'm telling you, no one will know what you're talking about. You say the Ramban. I actually stressed the nun there, but yeah. Ramban. You'll think I would say the Ram. What did Shiner just say? Or we'll believe that he said it? Good. What did Shiner just say, Rabbi Say? The Ramban is telling us that Hadar is what? Hadar is what? What did Shiner just say? Labi, what did Shiner say?
Would be on the first day alone.
How do you know, Shiner, that the Ramban says that?
Because
the Ramban explained the Gemara in Sukkah that says Yavish is posel. Loishna be on Tivrish and Loishna be on Tivshani to be going on what? Yontiv Shani meaning what? Beis Hamikdash Deoraisa. That's where the Gemara said that Hadar's a problem. Ober Bizman Hazeh, where we're taking an Zeicha in LeMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Ken Zayin Rabbeisai, and the Rambam says it's Beferish. You don't have a din of Hadar on Shar Yom. Zok Deheilige Mishneh Brura Mayridik Rabbeisai. Guess what? I have a svek sveka when my pitum falls off on the third and fourth day of Sukkot. Sofek, if Tosfos / the Ramban and the Rambam are right, who's right? Maybe the Ramban and the Rambam is right. If the Ramban and the Rambam is right, Rabbi Yisai, what did I just open myself to say? That what? That Hadar is not noyig on the rest of Yontif. Right? We should really start this suffix the opposite way. When a pitum falls off, suffix if it's chaser, suffix is a psul of hadar. So the Mishbura says, yeah, but we want to be chaser for the Magen Avraham that holds that it's a psul of hadar, and it's not automatically kosher the other days because it's chaser, like Reb Chanine. But says the Mishbura, even on the tzad, that what? That it is a psul of hadar, you have a svek sveka. What's your second suffix? What's your second suffix? And who doesn't say? That's not going to help me. That's going to hurt me. The Ramban and the Rambam say that Hadar doesn't apply on the second day. So even on the tzad, that a pitum falling off is not a psul of chaser, but is rather a psul of Hadar, Rabbi Yisai, I could still be mitzadeh in my suffix to be mako with a sex faker. I have roiv tzadim lahakel because what? Maybe Hadar doesn't apply the rest of Yontif. Why would the Mishnah Brura say that Hadar wouldn't apply the rest of Yontif? Because the Mishnah Brura learned the stira in the Gemaras from Daf Chav Tes to Lamed Vav, how to answer the stira in Gemaras. And he saw that there's a major machlokes rishonim on whether or not Hadar applies on Shar Yomim, namely Aramban. Not only Aramban, Rabbi Yisai. Who could you throw into the mix with the Ramban?
Ritva.
1 second. Ritva's just quoting the Ramban. But who else, Rabbi, that we started off the sugya with?
The Ravid.
The Ravid also suggested, perhaps, that Hadar does not apply to Shar Yom. That's going to change halacha, Rabbi say. Now, Mishbur says, if that's your only safek, I'm not willing to be machriya against Taisus. Taisus, first of all, is not alone. There are many Rishonim that held like Tosfos. So just to say, by the way, be mekel, you don't need Hadar the rest of Yontif, says Mishbura, whoa, not so fast. But if you have a bunch of other Sveikis, Rabbi said, I've had this. If you have a bunch of other Sveikis, then what? Then there's a tzad to be mekel, and the Mishmur writes mekel, then you could even make a bracha on it. Because sex feka. By the way, do we make brachas on sex fekas? That's a steer in Mishmur's. One of the steers is this place. Mishmur writes in different places whether you should make a bracha on sex feka. Yeah. Yeah, fundamentally, that's what Shiner was quoting from the Mishnah. A pitum falling off is a problem. I'm just asking, does it change on the rest of Yontif? No, the Mishbura says, if you could stay out of any Svekas, you should. I'm talking about in a situation where you have nothing else.
Why couldn't you just borrow someone else's?
You could. Let's say a guy was out of town. Let's say a guy was on business.
So I can buy a pitum on it and use it on the first day, right?
If it never had a pitum. If a pitum fell off on the first day, it's possible.
So I ask, can I buy an esrog that has a biting thing on?
No. You can't take it the first day. Shine. Azoy. By the way, you should know, the Ramah also says, even though chaser technically is mutter, lo yitlenu af b'shar yom mishum malos. There is still an Indian of malos, lechatchila. But technically, it's kosher. Rabbi said this is all fundamentally based off of just the Rishonim, how to read our sugya, which is fundamentally going to have tremendous nafkaminas. I mean, this changes Yontif. Just from a machlekes Rishonim, how to jive all the sugyas, how to set up the perek, how to understand. Rabbi said we are not done. And the nafkaminas are going to continue. But I want to ask you a fundamental question. What does Ramban hold? Taisus is very simple. I understand Taisus. Taisus has a very simple split. Yontif Rishi, Yontif Sheni. And I understand all my differences. Because one's what and one's what? One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbana. And they were metakin the Ikar Lekicha. And they never made Lagabi all the details and things that are not so recognizable in the Ikar Lekicha on the Zeichel HaMikdash. Shine. But if the Ramban is talking about what? Kamiyat of Rishon, Kamiyat of Sheni, and Chav Tesma is talking about all what? The Raisa, does anyone bother by that, Rabbi Yisai? What does the Gemara say on Chav Tesma Viz? Bishlama Yavesh Hadar Be'inan Veleka. Aval Gozel, what does the Gemara say, Rabbi Yisai? Bekiyim and mitzvah b'bavei, Rabbi say. What does Gemara say in Gozel?
I understand the first day
lochem be'inon, and therefore it's possible. Aval b'yontif sheni.
Shouldn't it be okay?
Now, how did Tosis define that line?
It's the Rabbana.
The Rabbana. Who has a problem?
Rabbana.
What in the world does the Ramban mean? The Gemara is against the Ramban. The Gemara says, "Bishlama yontif rishon lachem ba'inan v'leko, aval biyontif sheni, biyontif sheni." Amai. What? Yontif sheni, according to the Ramban, is d'oraisa. What's going on over here? Does everyone understand my question? Does everyone understand my question? The Ramban is against the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha makes no sense if you don't know the Taisus. No, it's not. The Ramban holds this is the part of the parak that's dealing with Taisus. The Rabbanon is later on. Is Lamed Vav, is Mem Aleph. My Rabbi said, we have a real problem over here. I just told you what. That according to the Rambans, you're going to have opportunities to what? To have sex fakers and now have an Esrog HaChaser. But I have a Gemara that's against the Ramban. It's a Shem Rabbeisa. Tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Ramban, with the Ritva's analysis of the Ramban that's going to help us with a deeper understanding of the Ramban Shita / Shita's HaRambam. Understanding what's going on, and we'll have nafkaminas la'alocha, Rabbi Yisai. I hate to get involved in the politics, Rabbi Yisai, but
You'll understand what I mean eventually. By the end of time we end the sugya, this is going to be a nativ sugya.
No. And Amevin Yavin, you will understand.